Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. A new disgrace added to the disgraces of those who share in the governance of Yemen. Translated. On Monday, the 3rd of June 2019, the Al Saud regime of Riyadh announced that Tuesday evening is the first night of the month of Shawwal, 1440 after Hijri, and that Tuesday is Eid al-Fitr, followed by the Al-Nahyan regime of Abu Dhabi. Accordingly, it was inevitable that the regime of Abid Rabu Mansur Hadi and his cronies in Aden to follow their predecessors and their ministry of Awqaf to declare to those under their authority to match what Riyadh announced about the completion of the month of Ramadan, the coming of Eid, and the sighting of the moon of Shawwal. Shortly afterwards, the Dar al-Ifta in Sana'a announced that it was not possible to see the crescent moon of Shawwal in the coastal city of Hodeidah and considered Tuesday as the completing day of the month of Ramadan. Neither teams, the ones who announced the end of the holy month of Ramadan and the start of the month of Shawwal, or the ones insistent on fasting who abstained from receiving the Eid, asked where the evidence of breaking the fast is. Fast at its sighting and break the fast at its sighting. And the ascertaining sighting of the new moon of the month of Shawwal with a witness obligates upon Muslims over all the earth to comply with the witness. The two ruling teams in both Sana'a and Aden have not ceased to deviate from the orders of Islam, of what Allah and His Messenger have ordered and what Allah and His Messenger forbade, starting with the prohibition of shedding Muslim blood on the two fronts of fighting for 4 years in sacrifice to the British-American international conflict against Yemen, and ended up by complying with the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all Muslims, fast at its sighting and break the fast at its sighting. It was not sufficient for those who share the ruling in Yemen to humiliate the dead who they shot, and they think that they are doing well, but they extended beyond them to the living ones with the actions that divided them into two teams, one fasting and the other breaking fast in one country, after they were united in fasting and iftar. Is it sufficient for the wise people of Yemen to realize that both teams are far from the truth in their actions and statements because they do not result from compliance with the Sharia rulings, but rather from following self-inclination, which tumbles its owner into fire, and to stop justifying for them? The division of Muslims today into conflicting entities that do not govern by Islam is one of the disadvantages that arises in the absence of a single state that gathers Muslims in a single entity, ruling them with Islam and uniting their fasting and iftar. All Muslims in all over the world must seek to work with Hizb al-Tahrir, which strives in the way of establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate state, on the method of the prophethood, and inaugurating a righteous khalif who rules them by Islam, unifies their country, unites their day of fasting and their day of iftar, bringing them to Allah's satisfaction and distancing them from what angers him. The media office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Saturday, the 5th of Shawwal, 1440 after Hijri, the 8th of June 2019.